This is Susan Zeebrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with internationally known forest yoga instructor Allison English. She is returning to Telluride for the fourth time in a row, this time to teach a winter workshop at the Telluride Yoga Center, an intensive about the disciplines of forest yoga. Allison, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Susan.
You're more than welcome. So, Allison, I know you never let any grass grow under your feet. So this, in the 6 or 7 months since the last Telluride Yoga Festival, could you talk about the ways in which you have deepened your training as a teacher?
Yeah, so over the past 6 months or so, I've been studying pretty intensively with Anna Forrest, as well as with Jill Miller, and with Richard Miller, no relation, and also with Adil Pakavala. And with all of those teachers, I've been working more intensely with anatomy, with therapeutics, and with tying yoga together from the forest yoga lineage in a much more in-depth and healing way. So I've started working with a whole new group of clients and focusing on injury prevention and also injury treatment through yoga, and working with students who have various illnesses and ailments, such as cancer. I have a few oncology patients right now that I've been working with. And it's been really fascinating to tie in even more anatomy, even more of the therapeutic and healing side of yoga than I have in the past, and with the help of, you know, these four teachers.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. I also understand you've now become the business consultant to Anna Forrest. What exactly does that entail?
So Anna Forrest, as an international presenter herself, has a team of people who work with her to make sure that she's supported in everything that she does. And my role in that is first to help her to iron out her yearly schedule and to make sure that she's getting to places that are really interested about forest yoga, places where she can grow her teaching and her outreach through forest yoga. And at the same time, also to contribute my knowledge of the business of yoga to her teacher training. So she has brought me on and taken me to, you know, various places in the last year to instruct a 2-day business of yoga course as a part of her 200-hour teacher training, which has been the most amazing experience because I do like talking business, but it's even more fun to talk business than yoga.
Wonderful. And this is really pulling back to the beginning of your teacher training. Why did you decide to follow the discipline of forest yoga? What about the lineage drew you in so completely?
You know, I have practiced many different types of yoga, and, you know, over the last 16 years, forest yoga continues to bring me back to my mat every day. And I think that the reason is because from the very beginning, I felt welcomed, and I felt really taken care of as a unique individual. It wasn't as if forest yoga was a one-size-fits-all. It was a, who are you, what are you bringing with you, and how can I teach you to heal what you've brought with you that needs healing? And for me, that the healing element, the spirit element, and the addressing the individual really, really drew me in and continues to draw me in. And I'm also very curious about, you know, adapting practices of yoga to what we're going through now, technology-wise, culture-wise, in this time in humankind. And I feel that forest yoga asks a lot of questions about that and looks to address that as well. And those are the elements that brought me in and that have kept me in for so long in this lineage.
Great answer. Thank you. In addition to the foundations of forest yoga, which is, I believe, the first workshop, over the Telluride weekend, you will be teaching arm balances, inversions, back bends. Many people reading about that on the Telluride Yoga Center website, particularly beginners and those who've been injured, might find those sorts of poses or the idea of them intimidating. What would you say to a never ever or a hardly ever about attending those workshops?
The reason that I include those poses in many, almost all, I would say, of my workshop series is specifically because they are very triggering. Most people are very frightened of back bends or timid about arm balances. They don't think they have the strength. They're worried about inverting. And what I say to them is that I can teach anyone to do a piece of any pose, and that's what's important, right? Doing handstand is irrelevant. Doing crow is irrelevant. But approaching your fear is very relevant. approaching your attitude towards always or never is very relevant. And the poses hold up this mirror that reflects back to us, how do we get into those deeper concepts of ourselves? So if people are worried about doing an arm balance or doing an inversion, first, know that you're going to be really taken care of in my workshop, and I have a modification for anyone and everyone. And two, bring with you the emotions that you're feeling. Bring your fear with you. Bring your questions with you, you know, so that we can play with them and we can work on them so that you don't feel stuck anymore by a certain type of pose or by, you know, a specific pose itself.
One of the things that my teachers have said, and I think it's relevant here, is that a pose is not just the pose in the moment, the handstand or the backbend, but it's the process of getting into and out of the pose that's part of the pose itself.
Absolutely. And there's so many different variations. You could stand upright and hold your arms over your head, and it is exactly the same shape as handstand. So, you know, Urdhva Astasana, essentially, is a handstand standing on your feet. Anyone can do that. I think people
Perfect.
Get caught up on the name.
Perfect. Beautifully said. If you had to sum up, and this is tricky always, but in one sentence or a few sentences, why someone should attend some or all of your workshops this coming weekend, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to swing by because it will be very fun. I would tell them to come and take one or more of the workshops so that they can learn how to bring these very therapeutic and healing principles of forest yoga to any parcel, piece of their life or practice. That's what's so cool about forest yoga is it's not exclusive to itself. What you learn here, you could take into your Ashtanga practice. You could take into your, you know, vinyasa flow practice. The principles are applicable to any practice of yoga. And beyond that, they really enrich your life. So have fun and you'll learn great stuff and it will apply everywhere.
Great, great answer. Once again, this has been Susan V. Brock. Delighted, as always, to be speaking with Allison English. She is leading a workshop, a forest yoga intensive, at the Telluride Yoga Center starting Friday, January 24th through Sunday, January 26th. Thanks for your time, Allison.
Thanks so much, Susan.
You're welcome.